Next application is case number 11270. It's the application of Rodney and Geraldine Wilson's being west of Route 249 Shingle Point Road, approximately 816 feet north of Route 253, also known as Briarwood Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 135, map 11, parcel 50.03. Requesting a special use exception to place a multi-sectional home that is more than 5 years old. I received no additional information from or comments or correspondence from any other parties.
Thank you for that, Lawrence. All right, sir, do you want to go up and be sworn in, sir?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Rodney Wilson, 109-084.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Ma'am, are you going to testify as well? Okay, that's fine.
Okay, good evening, sir.
Yep.
Can you explain to the board you're wanting to replace existing mobile home?
It's a regular house. Yeah, stick-built house. And the roof leak got in bad shape, got termites in it.
Okay.
And it's past fixing. So,
right.
It's her residence, and I found a mobile home to replace it. And economically, that's all I can do.
Yeah. Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Let's start with Mr. Mills.
Do you have pictures?
Yeah.
If you would hand them down here, sir.
Go down
if you start down that way, sir, please.
Yeah. This is the old house. I don't have pictures of the new house.
You don't have pictures of the new house? Can you get them?
Yeah, I can get them.
Tell us, if you will, about the new house.
It's a 1994 Redmond, double wide, 28x44.
Good shape?
Yeah, it's in excellent shape. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From what I see here, it's got to be in better shape than this. A lot better shape.
Yeah, it is.
Is the mobile coming from a park?
Yeah, it's in Fields View down the road. Yeah.
Do you intend to put it on a foundation?
Yeah. I don't know if that'll happen right away, but I want to put,
foundation around
yeah.
it. You're put skirting around it right now if you don't get it on there?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. No, probably. I think
yeah,
the law requires that
CO,
you do.
Yeah.
You, I guess would use the existing septic system. And
Yeah.
Okay. What's in the neighborhood look like? What are your neighbors like?
There's a farmhouse to the right of us. I live adjacent to her, and then there's a farmhouse on the right of me, and my uncle lives on the left.
Pretty much all family in that area.
Yeah, it's all a 100-acre farm.
Oh, 100-acre farm.
Yeah, family farm.
All right, sir. Are there any other questions?
No questions.
Riggers?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Ed?
No.
And Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11270. By the pictures, anything's going to be an improvement there. And, of course, the applicant has stated that it's 5 years old, 1995. So I believe that since there's no opposition, that the special use exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,270. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Edson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I am Mr. Callaway for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,270 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yeah.